Hey guys, today I'm going to share with you something that I kind of think I'm going to need to rant about a little bit. And that is the promise that entrepreneurship is going to be easy. Yeah, let's dive on in. Cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, so I have to go off on this just a little bit because somewhere, someone, or a lot of someones along the way made it sound like entrepreneurship was something that was easy, that running your own business, that managing clients, that being a success was easy. And honestly, like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy to me to even comprehend. If you know me, if you followed my journey, you know that I have worked my tail off for 3 years now, almost three full years, just worked my tail off. And somewhere, some people got the idea that there was supposed to be like this easy journey to becoming like a 100,000-aire, a millionaire. Someone made someone think that it was going to be just this simple process. Like, you're only going to have to work an hour or two a day. You're going to be able to make millions. You're going to be able to, you know, have a $10,000 month while only working for 15 minutes a day. And guys, I hate to break this to you. Actually, no, I love to break this to you because it's true. This isn't easy. Entrepreneurship isn't easy. Success isn't easy. If anything, it's a whole lot of work. I mean, I think about a really great parallel. It's kind of like right now how I'm trying to get into shape. You know, after having my third child and wanting to get into the best shape of my life. And, you know, I see a lot of ads in my newsfeed that make it sound like all I have to do is drink this magic shake or do 10 setups in the morning. And voila, within 30 days, I'm going to have my bikini body. But I know better. I know that history has proven to me it doesn't happen like that. Obviously, it's better than nothing, but it's not going to get the results that I'm looking for. And so, you know, I'm going to go to personal training shortly here, and the personal trainer kicks my butt. I mean, every single time he destroys my body in a very good way, and it is never easy. And every time that we start, you know, doing burpees or the rope pulls or whatever it is, the rope slam, I want to quit, but I can't because I know that the hard stuff, the hard work that I am going through is going to be what gets me the results that I want. The same thing is absolutely true in entrepreneurship, without a doubt. I want you to take a moment and think about three or four entrepreneurs that you admire. The reality is, unless they've made it to the state of billions, you know, and they've got teams for absolutely everything, most of them are still working very hard, right? Like, It's a ton of work. It's dedication. It takes routine and consistency and discipline. Same things, same principles as working out and getting into shape. And I can promise you that there wasn't a single one of those entrepreneurs, if they're a billionaire or a multimillionaire and they've got everything in place now and they only work a couple hours a day, it wasn't always like that. There's the journey to success that is so much work. Now, a good comparison for this is, for example, once someone does get into phenomenal shape, it might be easier for them to maintain their weight and maintain their physique because they've already built a machine, a metabolism, a body that reacts quickly. They know what they can and can't do. They know where to focus their time so that they're getting the maximum output from their body, right? The same thing is true in business. Same exact thing. But the reality is there are so many people who are running ads and telling you can do it in 1 hour a day while your kids are napping and you can have all the riches in the world. Now, it's not about the riches, but the reality is, this is not easy. And so I want you for a moment to just completely clear that from your mind. Recognize that easy is not a word that's going to be in your vocabulary for a while. If you are on the journey to become an entrepreneur full-time, maybe a fully booked social media manager, nothing about it is going to be easy. But I also want to challenge you to think about the definition of hard. When I think about hard, I think about the days when we were absolutely broke. When I think about hard, I think about before we had the freedom to be able to support our family and hire people and bring people in and support so many different families. When I think about hard, I think about going to a 9-to-5 every single day, knowing that my dreams were on hold, that they were indefinitely suspended, and it was never going to happen if I didn't take some action. And that is what propels me forward. So even though the journey and the work that you have to do is hard, I think the alternative option is so much harder. Don't you agree? Like, it is so much harder to not do that thing. It is so much harder to not set yourself up for success. It is so much harder to not fulfill all of the dreams that are inside of you, to travel with your family, to be able to go to your kids' sporting events, to ultimately be able to help people without worrying about your budget. That's what comes into my mind when I think about hard. And it was definitely a huge paradigm shift for me. Whew, it's getting chilly. Minnesota, you're not supposed to do this to me. We only have a couple months of summer. Don't steal a day from me. So I wanted to share that with you because sometimes people will say, this is hard. And I'm like, of course it is. So is going to the gym. You know, people don't wake up with a six pack. Most people, not normal people. I know I don't. And every person that I've ever looked up to has put in the hard work. So I want to challenge you on that today. I hope this has changed some or given you some perspective about this journey. And if you're at a place where you're like, I want to give up, weigh the alternative. Is the alternative harder than those things that you know you need to be doing that are challenging to get started? So I just want to invite you to recognize that it's not going to be easy. And that's awesome. I'm so proud of you. I'll see you tomorrow.